Ximena Violante is a Mexican violinist, jarana player, singer, teacher, actor, and organizer, creating spaces for people to celebrate their roots, reimagine their futures, and expand their communities. Ximena is the bandleader and songwriter for Interminable, a futuristic fusion project that brings together son jarocho, an Afro-mestizo musical tradition from Mexico, with jazz, rock, and funk. Hello, Ximena. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so grateful to have you here.
Hola, hola. Muchas gracias por tenerme aquí. Thank you so much for having me on this.
I wanted to start by talking a little bit about your early history in music because I'm really curious about what your early journey of music looks like and, you know, what that looks like in general. And then also, when did Son Jarocho come into your life?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm originally from Mexico City. I was born there, but then we moved up to the U.S., me and my parents, when I was pretty young. And I was 7 years old at that time. And even from before then, I think I had just always been interested in learning an instrument. And so I had been kind of like pestering my parents, like, hey, can I play guitar? Can I play piano? And they were like, wait till you're older. And finally, when we were in the U.S., they were like, okay, fine, you can, like, you know, you can save up your allowances. And, like, we went and got a little keyboard from Radio Shack. And that's how I started, just learning a little bit on my own. And then my school's orchestra program started. And they were like, well, here's the instruments you can choose from. And I was like, well, I don't know what that is. That one's too big, so I'll choose the violin. So so I started off on violin when I was in third grade.
Same, by the way.
Yeah?
Violin, third grade, yep.
Whoa, that's awesome. See, that's cool. That's awesome. That's how we're doing this. So yeah, so I started off with the school's orchestra program. I continued playing violin until now. It's still, I consider it to be one of my main instruments. And so I grew up, you know, doing the whole classical music thing. So I was in that classical music world, but then in like middle school is when I also discovered rock and like alternative rock and indie and just really got into that as well. And so then I started playing electric guitar and I had been in, you know, it was like a white suburb of Philly. And so I was in that world, you know, and then it got to a point in college where it was kind of like, wait, how is it that I'm from Mexico, but I know very little really about the music of where I'm from? And there was a mariachi group on campus, so I joined that on violin and started singing in Spanish for the first time, which I didn't even like to sing back then. I hated singing for a while. But then I started singing, joining that group. I started just learning a lot more about like just the musics that exist outside of like the US and Eurocentric scope of things. And that's when Son Jarocho came into my life through a band called Las Cafeteras that do kind of like a Chicano version of Son Jarocho. It's not even like, mm-hmm. you know, traditional Son Jarocho, but I loved what they were doing and especially them being like activists and organizers. So I loved their message, but then also I was like, I want to learn more about the traditional, the root that comes from. And so that's when I started going to workshops. I ended up actually doing my thesis on Son Jarocho and on how tradition adapts and how groups like Las Cafeteras are actually continuing that history of resistance from the colonial era to now. And so I me enamoré de eso. I just fell in love with that tradition. And here I am still. Now I've been doing leading community music workshops in Philly for about 7 years now of Son Jarocho. And then I started Interminable also about like 6 years ago now.
When you talked about this idea of shifting the original lyrics to something new, I think about renacer. I think about rebirthing, right? And like allowing the music to rebirth, to transform us.
Yeah.
And so I guess there's sort of two questions in there for me. And one is about the deeper meaning of your album, Rebirth Renacer. But also, what is the deeper intention behind Interminable's music? Like, what are you hoping to do, feel, experience, give with that work?
I feel like this project has taught me a lot as it's gone, a lot of these songs. Like, I kind of had a certain intention in mind, and then I'll write these songs, and then as we sing them and as the years pass, it actually has taught me where it's going. So one of them is even in the name, interminable, right? Originally, I just wanted a word that was the same in both English and Spanish, and then also something that just felt like it tapped into that creative energy, etc. And so we chose that name, and because we had to choose it like very last minute. Like we were about to play a show and we didn't have a name. And so I was just like last minute coming up, like brainstorming with some folks at a Son Jarocho workshop, and we came up with that. And it stuck. And I love it because it's taught me that really a kind of core message or a core purpose or meaning that we're going toward is to tap into that endless nature we have, right? To tap into the fact that when we tap into our creativity, we inspire those around us. And that creates a never-ending cycle of inspiration and of creativity and of rebirth then, mm-hmm. right? As individuals, as communities. And so I always say, you know, with Interminable, it's even if you only come to one of our shows, but at that one show, I don't know, that one of the songs inspires you to do something, or maybe you meet someone at that show and then you end up collaborating with them down the line. And then that ends up inspiring someone else. That ends up inspiring someone else, et cetera, et cetera. That to me is so beautiful. It's so powerful. And that's also why for the name of the album is Rebirth, Renacer. It's that same idea. It's that ability that we have. And in that, I'm including anyone. I think mm-hmm. we all have that creative energy inside us.
Absolutely. So, we're born with it. It's our human creative gift. That's what we were born with as humans, is this power to create.
Exactly. So, you know, obviously it manifests in different ways in different people, but I think we all have that ability to imagine new ways of being. And I know art, of course we have this ideal of like, art will change the world. You know, I don't think it's sure, like, what would it be incredible if, like, with one song we could completely, like, I don't know, undo white supremacy, et cetera, whatever. Like, yeah, that'd be incredible. Will it? Probably not. But what it can do is inspire one person, several people, a group of people, a community. And now we're thinking about things differently. Now we're inspired. That already there is, that's it. That's everything.
You know, I often get the question, what kind of impact have you seen? You know, what kind of impact have you seen with your work? So I guess I'm curious, is there anything that you've witnessed so far, like any clues that you've had on the impact of your music?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like you say, sometimes there's things that we know, sometimes there's things we don't. It's same with me. Once in a while, we'll get messages from people just being like, oh, I see what you're doing. I really like it. And I was talking about that actually recently at Soulfire, another place that I think is one of those evidences in and of themselves, right? Of like, when we're meeting incredible people like that and incredible projects like that, that to me already is evidence that is working, that it's leading us towards each other and on the right path. And I met a musician there, Reina Fabiola, who is part of Savila and Reina Tropical and a bunch of projects. And I was like, hey, I really appreciate your music, like it's really inspiring. And she was like, oh, that's cool, like I never know, like, yeah, who, like, who's listening or what. And I'm like, no, yeah, I'm there, I'm listening. I think a lot of people are. And we talked about that, how sometimes I think as artists too, in this current day and age, it can feel so disorienting because everything's so centered on like your Spotify Wrapped numbers and like all these things that, sure, they can tell you one thing, but sometimes there's these things like that that just go beyond, you know, how many likes you get or something that yeah. it can't tell you. And where the algorithm, I do think, is actually kind of set up against us, where it's like, it's hard to get our things out sometimes. I see that in the project. And sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't think it's really having that much of an impact, or, you know, where it can feel so doubtful. But then we'll go and we'll get out there and we'll do a show. And right away, I see how exciting this is for people and how inspiring it is for people. And I'm like, wait, right, it's the people, that's what it's about, you know, that's what it's right. about, and that's there.
Ximena, thank you so much for being on The Rhythm of Rebellion. I'm so grateful to have this conversation.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks to whoever is listening. I'm wishing you all the best with your creative processes, and I hope this can inspire you as well.
Listen to the full episode of this podcast at therhythmofrebellion.com. Thanks for listening.